Bull Durham is a new movie about baseball and love. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Sports movies are a real oddity. They always work, but they're never much good. They always work because practically every sport this side of curling has a kinetic beauty that the big screen only magnifies. They also work because every game is a plot in itself. For many of the same reasons, though, sports movies are rarely very probing or ambitious, which is why the new baseball comedy Bull Durham is such a wonderful surprise. It's not about who captures the pennant, nor is it about how a team of woebegone stragglers finds the heart to win. It's about the funny poignancy of life in the minor leagues, about how it feels to be smart enough to know what greatness requires and to know that you don't have it. And the writer-director Ron Shelton, who used to play in the minors, conveys the camaraderie that holds small-town teams together in a way that's sometimes breathtakingly lovely. Or funny, as in this scene in which the whole infield gathers at the mound for one of those mysterious conferences ball teams sometimes have in the middle of a game.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live... Was there a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Well, candlesticks always make a nice gift, and maybe you can find out where she's registered, maybe a place setting or maybe a silverware pattern. Okay, let's get to it. Here we go.
The movie's hero, Crash Davis, played by Kevin Costner, is a hard-hitting catcher who reminds me of Jake Barnes in Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. He knows the fates have passed him by, and he also knows he's a better man than many on whom those same fates will smile. And now he's competing for the love of a singular woman with a volatile youngster, a kid who's undisciplined, unsmart, and unlikable, and whose explosive talent will transport him to superstardom. As the kid, lanky Tim Robbins makes his character at once obnoxious and strangely endearing. And as the movie's mystery woman, Susan Sarandon gives the performance of her career. Her Annie Savoy picks one ball player every summer whom she will nurture and sleep with and turn into an even better ball player. That may sound like a simple male fantasy, but the characterization is richer than that.
You got him breathing out of the wrong damn eyelid. You got him parading around the locker room like a fruit.
That is a religious ritual, and it happens to be working, if you don't mind my saying.
Wait, who dresses you?
What?
Who dresses you? I mean, do you think this is a little excessive for the Carolina League?
The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom, William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake.
What do you mean, William Blake?
I mean, William Blake.
And though Annie worships baseball players, she's also smarter and livelier and more knowledgeable than anyone else on screen. In short, Shelton has come up with a male fever dream that a diehard feminist can love as well. The hyper-literary screenplay pops with the sort of dialogue actors would kill for, and even sleepy Kevin Costner awakens for the occasion. This movie turns baseball into what it really is for those who follow it avidly every summer. It's not just home runs and big games. It's deep-dish comedy and drama. It's the poetry of the body and the freaky zen of performance. Above all, baseball is character study. And in conveying all that at once, Ron Shelton has come up with the best American movie so far this year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent for West 57th.